People are going to have to listen.
Yeah, I made a note of that one.
Did you make a note of that
something
one?
Something about condoms and balloons.
It just went off the rails so quickly. It all just went so quickly. Okay, so, oh my gosh. So I love, you know, I love so much Bennifer 2.0.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to talk about Harry and Meghan again. No. I'm like, really?
No, Bennifer 2.0.
Oh, gosh,
I love the fact that, you know, she's looking at schools in L.A. I love the fact that he left her Beller home and had the sad Affleck meme come back.
Yes.
Holly posted that this sad Affleck, just to remind people, is when Ben and what's his name? In Batman versus Superman,
Henry Cavill.
They were sitting, remember, they were doing interviews with journalists and they were sitting side by side and Ben just looked dead and sad-eyed and the sad Affleck meme mm-hmm. was going around. I mean, he really did. And Henry Cavill looked so like virile and vibrant. It was just very funny. So Ben... there's a photo of him leaving, and it's sad Affleck all over again. The memes are, if you're looking for a sad meme, there's a new Ben picture.
It's the paparazzi. They're just honing in on her house and his house and taking pictures of him.
I think this is the sad face he made when she told him, Ben, babe, because I imagine she calls all of her guys babe. It just seems like a thing.
You hate that word, though, don't you?
I kind of like it. Well, the reason why you like it is then you don't have to remember anybody's name.
But even if you do remember the person that you're sleeping with's name, sometimes it is fun to call him babe.
Yeah, whatever. But she just calls him all babe, never by the name. It's easier this way, okay?
And She's a serial monogamist,
Lori. Gave him the babe, you've got to cut out the cigarettes. My glow up for you doesn't include the
is
cigarette.
That what you think? She's put the foot down on
the
smoking.
Yeah, so he's just looking dead-eyed and sad. After this pack, I told Jen I'd quit. No more after sex smokes out in the balcony.
Damn
it. So that's where that's coming from. But she's the story that was my favorite, absolute favorite. And I'll just give a shout out to Us Weekly and their Stunt Girl Summer because I can get behind this. You know, these two have only been back together for 1 month. Even though it seems like it's been going on a while, it's just been
a month.
1 month. The breakup between A-Rod and J-Lo, and then the like reuniting in Costa Rica and all this. I mean, all of that. She single-handedly is bailing out the tabloid gossip magazine machine.
What?
Yes.
The rut.
The rut, as it were, because they are going to sell magazines, things on the newsstand.
I like looking at the pictures.
People like looking at the picture. It's been a crazy headline grabber, and it's only been 1 month.
Tell me the Us Weekly headline.
So the story is that she is glowing him up. The glam squad is on it. And
he went through this last time around, if you remember.
Yes, he did.
You remember. He started dressing different. He started being more clean shaven. He was wearing his hair different. This already happened to him.
That's right. So People has the story that they're discussing summer plans. They want to spend as much time together as possible. Her looking at schools last week in L.A., why should she live in Miami anymore? She's not with J-Rod or J-Lo or A-Rod or whatever. But she's not with A-Rod. Mm-hmm. That's why they bought that house there.
I know.
So they also want to take a trip. And
I don't want them to mix their kids.
Oh,
it's way too
they
soon.
Won't. But I want
it's
them to rent soon. A yacht. I want there to be tiny triangle crocheted bikinis. I want there to be a phoenix back tattoo gleaming in the sun with oil. Basically recreate Jenny from the Black video. You know, that's basically what we would get if they would rent a yacht and be on it doing limbers, stretches, you know.
Honestly.
Poor Ben, no cigarette, where's he gonna smoke? Anyway, so Us Weekly said she's got her stylist, her nutritionist, her trainer, and her esthetician working to get Ben back into movie star, you know, shape.
Do you approve of that?
I do.
He already looks like he's in good shape.
Ben needs a refresh. She wants him to look and feel his best. He's totally on board with the makeover. She did that last time. She took care of anything. And really, I mean, he was smoking a lot in Miami.
Lori,
they got him a lot. And I got post-coital smoke vibes because she came out and was doing her purring.
Okay, so some things. Okay, let me ask you this. So if you were, for some reason, dating again,
mm-hmm.
and would you date a smoker? Would it bug you?
Not if it was Ben Affleck or,
okay.
Affleck
Rocco,
or something like that.
Do you
that?
Care
no.
so much about that?
I wouldn't be that into dating a smoker.
Yeah. But, you know, if it's
yeah.
this Ben We're, Affleck, we've seen him in person.
Right.
He is devastatingly pretty good
yeah,
looking.
Yeah, he really is.
And tall.
Yeah.
I'd overlook it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because yesterday when the little sister and my mom were at my house, mm-hmm. guess what came out of the freezer?
Yeah.
My dad died in 2014, April of 2014. And before he died, my sister had to ship him cigarettes from Montana because they were on a special price. Do you remember those
yes,
cigarettes?
I do. The and Pall it was Mal the orange.
No, it's the orange. Yeah, the Pall Mall. They're orange Pall Malls that you don't even see anymore. So I still have them, and I keep them in the freezer for people
That's
who
hysterical.
Always want one puff. So they came out again, and I'm like, they smell.
Yeah,
they do smell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, here's the quote: "The makeover's coming. She likes her men smooth and groomed like a Ken doll. Does that mean he's going to get waxed?"
Wax.
He's waxed. He's vaxxed.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if he's vaxxed.
I think.
But that's
she,
what I take that to
yes.
mean. She likes her men smooth and groomed like a Ken doll. That means he's getting his back and his sack and his crack waxed.
I don't know. I kind of think she digs him how he is.
Maybe, but when people are quoted is that they like their men smooth and groomed like a Ken doll.
I know, but think about this.
Mm-hmm.
You've just wanted Casey to put a schmear in his hair. You've had no luck with that.
Yeah.
But men don't go for this.
Yeah, but he went for it already. We saw her give
but
him a makeover.
But maybe he's saying no.
I don't know. I just think that's his only vice is the smoking. So
I wouldn't take it away.
So
I would not take it away.
Whatever about it,
right.
But I think he'll.
Do you think he's going to start looking like he's got been steamed every day and had a steam shave?
Well, he's going to have his movie to promote, and he's you know.
Oh, Lori.
They got
oh.
a yacht to rent.
Oh, Lori.
Or borrow.
Okay, stop.
So we can have
stop.
Tiny
we,
bikinis. And the back tattoo. And then J-Lo's going to Netflix and getting this huge deal.
Huge
you know,
deal.
I loved her cop show that she had on NBC.
I know you did.
That was really a good
I
show.
I know you
with,
did.
Ray Liotta was
oh,
in it.
Oh, right. And white, something blue. Wasn't it like blue?
I feel like
I
it was.
Just blue.
It was three seasons, but
everyone
she was
keeps...
very good.
Okay, I caught up on Rebel.
Oh.
It's so good. Yeah. Lori, you should catch up because it's so good. We're so still disappointed about that show being
yeah.
canceled. Well, I'm glad that you're loving it. I cannot go
Shades
on poetic.
Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue.
Shades
Thank
of blue.
You. I
Which
loved
you can watch
her in
on
that.
Tubi.
Yeah. And I think she's going to be good because she wants to have, has shown that she can produce, star, and act. So this is power for J-Lo.
Big time.
Getting this Netflix deal.
Big time. And Ben, you know.
So I'm very excited about these two. I want this stunting to go on through September. And
do you think
I want
it's a yacht. Stunt?
No, I think that they're both happy to have this happening right now. It's easy. They don't have to explain anything
yeah.
to each other.
There you go.
You know, she yep. gets where he's coming from. He gets where she's mm-hmm. coming from. It's 17 years later. They're yep. wiser. They have their children.
He's so different than
A-Rod.
They
have stuff
yeah.
under their belt. He's yeah. not drinking anymore. He's
right.
not going to strip clubs.
She's not really a she's drinker.
Not, she's not as controlling and as bossy as she
okay.
was 17 years ago.
This is what we've learned.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I
from
think.
All your conversations with her. Mm-hmm.
And Julia.
Gosh, you've been busy exactly talking to her
right.
lately.
That's,
I'm telling you.
That's
okay, is anyone excited about The Bachelorette tonight? Katie Thurston. It starts tonight.
I want to be. I felt very lukewarm about Katie, even when she was a contestant.
Same.
On the
if
show.
If you want to remember who she is.
I wish it was Meg, or I wish it was the girl from
Minnesota
Michelle.
I do too. Well, I don't even know who's hosting it.
It's Tayshia and Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, that's right.
It's taking two women to be Chris Harrison.
Well,
why couldn't they have just given it to one woman? You know,
I don't
why
know.
Do they got to get have two women split the one guy's job? That just
I don't know. But she was the one that showed up on Matt James
with the dildo,
with the
dildo, vibrator,
the vibrator with that lit up and turned around and did all these other things. I think it'll be interesting. I don't know that she doesn't bring it enough for me.
Well, we're going to find out because those editors, only Kris Jenner and the devil works harder than The Bachelor.
Yeah, we're going to see what's happening. Yeah. But that's tonight. It feels soon, doesn't it?
This is always when it is. What's going to feel soon is that then Michelle's season will happen in September. Right. It will be two back-to-back Bachelorettes.
And Bachelor in Paradise will happen in between.
Yeah, yeah, but
that's a little different.
That's just a little dalliance.
I'm hoping it's fun.
Yeah, I'm totally going to watch it. You bet I am.
You betcha. Is it time?
It is. We got to get to the Dirt Alert. We'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, congratulations again.
Oh, thank you, guys. Gosh. That's so nice of you
to say. Beautiful bride, handsome groom.
Right, if you want to see Holly's picture, My Talk Instagram.
Oh, did they put it out there?
It's posted. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You just looked. How was it?
You're in the news.
Swassy.
I know. Swassy. You got married on Saturday. Outside?
Outside. I was concerned because I did rent a local park, and I was like, oh, am I going to have to regulate and kick some people out?
Right.
No
worries.
Two
bikers underneath a tree, long distance, and that was it, and they could have given a rip.
Yeah, too hot to be outside.
It's too hot to be outside, and bless his heart, my now husband was wearing a wool suit.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to do his best for pictures, but, you know, we both had ham feet at the end of the day. I heard, Laura, you were talking about this weekend. You're just
The swollen feet is a real thing in the heat.
It's so real. Feet were throbbing by the end of the day, but I was like, gosh darn it, I'm going to wear these shoes.
Absolutely.
Because I got the dress hem to specifically be with the heel.
Yes, of course.
You know, and so it was hot. We, you know, it was quick. We just did our thing. It was very intimate. And good. So, you know, wonderful. It was a lovely day.
Like a real Hollywood couple does sometimes, you know. They do this under the radar, Holly.
That's right. You just do it under the radar. You know, we've been together for 7 years.
Has it been that long? Ready?
It's been that long.
My goodness.
So, you know, we just decided that now we should just make it legal. We're committed to each other. So let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We'll have some more glamour shots to come. Get some professional photographs done. So
good.
Those will be out in the near future if you want to take a gander at that on social media. Oh, boy. Well, let's talk about some Hollywood celebrity gossip. Well, we have a notable obituary from over the weekend. Clarence Williams III. Best known as Link from the Mod Squad, passed away at the age of 81.
Aww.
Yeah, we also know him from his roles in Purple Rain, and
he played Prince's dad.
That's right.
We see why Prince writes When Doves Cry. He's very powerful in that part.
Yeah, and you know, Leslie Jones, she shared on Twitter that she met him at Dantana's in the summer of 1997. She asked for a picture with her disposable camera. She said, he took the camera and directed every one of these pics. He was one of the nicest people I ever met and very funny.
Oh,
yeah. So passing over the weekend, Link from the Mod Squad, Clarence Williams III. Lorde is back today. She teased on her website that she's going to be releasing new music sometime this year, and it's going to be called Solar Power, and all we have of this tease is a picture of Lorde's bottom, and I mean bottoms up. You're seeing her bare butt.
What?
On her website, yeah. And she said, arriving in 2021, patience is a virtue. And it's been 4 years since Lorde released an album. Melancholia, I believe, was the last album that she released. And so she's going to be back. Excited?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Lorde. Music. Yes. New music. Angelina Jolie is going out and about with her kids, and she called the paparazzi to make sure that they got a picture of them.
Yes, she did.
In New York City, amid all this custody drama, she's trying to change the narrative that we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks. And I see 1, 2, 3, 4 of her children, 5 possibly, walking down the terminal in New York City at JFK. So she is posing for the paparazzi. Mm. She is wearing wide leg denim pants, you guys.
What? Where are we seeing this photo?
On page 6.
Okay. On page 6. Now, she's wearing a long trench coat, but I say this because it's a very rare day that Angelina Jolie is caught out in public wearing jeans. I swear the last time she did it, she was at a movie premiere for the movie Shark Tale, and she was wearing leopard and denim, and that was almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
So enjoy the pictures of Angelina Jolie wearing wide leg jeans. Liam Payne and Maya Henry have called off their engagement, saying it was the best for both of us. He said, "I've just not been very good at relationships." So kind of nice and honest. Yeah.
And I think she's like only 21.
No, I know.
Oh, they're so he's 27. Yeah, she's like 21. So it's like, you guys.
That's all right.
That is all right. Don't worry about it. Now, remember, he does have a son with Cheryl, who's a pop star in the UK. Bear is 4 years old, so.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love these Angelina jeans. She's got elephant bells.
No, I see them. I know.
Those are elephant bells.
I remember the elephant bell. We lived through elephant pants.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of back.
They're kind of back. Yeah. They look great on her.
Yeah. So, yeah, they also look like they're kind of like a light cotton fabric.
Yes, they do.
Very summer denim, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I'm sick of her. Who cares?
Oh, and her toes are red.
Red.
So please enjoy all of that. Let's take a hard turn over here into the world of celebrity justice. Danny Masterson's trial on multiple rape charges looks like it's going to start in early November. This is according to a schedule laid out by the Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruling over this case. Now, they have set August 9th as the next time that lawyers are going to convene to handle some logistical matters. Then the case would move to a trial within 90 days and would bring the matter to around November 8th. That according to documents at Deadline.com.
Wow.
So he's going to be facing some consequences, perhaps, for
his alleged actions. Yes, he should. You should have Tony Ortega on because he was at the... He was at the courthouse and everything, and he knows more about Scientology than, you know,
anybody.
Yeah,
we should have him on.
And he kind of, all three of these victims were also Scientologists.
Yeah.
So they have been swimming this uphill fight against him and the
for
things
years.
That they've done.
Yes.
And it, Tony basically just, like, people were really shocked that like another step for justice for these women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and I believe some of the conversations that you guys have had with Tony Ortega from the Underground Bunker on the show, because he's been a friend of the show.
Yes.
Arguably,
he is.
Yes. Yeah. You're tying the Los Angeles Police Department to the Organization of Scientology.
Yes.
And just how deep that relationship is. So the fact that these women have a potential trial date for these accusations is pretty miraculous at this point, because it's been almost two decades since this stuff happened, fighting against Scientology.
And the intimidation that the Church of Scientology has brought on these women is just incredible.
Yeah.
The stuff they've done.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, you know, one of the things I think when this goes to trial, and perhaps Tony Ortega can speak to this, but it will be almost like a trial of Scientology.
Yes, it will.
You know, and
because they're letting a lot of their secrets and things that they do come out.
Right.
Well, they're not going to have a choice.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're going to be held accountable in the court of law. Khloe Kardashian is clapping back at the haters who call her an alien due to the way she's looking these days. Now, this is a story on Page Six. You can see the photograph of Khloe Kardashian. The picture in that is the subject of this story, where somebody called her an alien because she keeps changing her looks. Her clapback is, "Sorry you feel that way." She said, "You have every right to block and mute me. I'm trying to help out many who suffer in silence, completely entitled to your opinions, just as I am mine." So they're kind of, the Kardashians are getting a little heat this afternoon and this weekend for perhaps manipulating their visage digitally and otherwise.
I mean, I'm looking at this photo of Khloe Kardashian. Now she looks completely unrecognizable.
Yeah.
This is really, 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 she looks unrecognizable.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's like, well, Khloe, we understand that you use filters, which is fine. And if you want to do contouring and makeup and all these other things, no problem.
She's overfilling her upper lip. It looks like it's going to burst.
Oh, dear.
And her nose is, she's had four nose jobs. Her nostrils are moving to the side of her face now.
Yeah. They're, you know, it's one of those
things. It's so obvious.
Well, it's so obvious. And I'm fascinated by, you know, I think it was Brielle Bierman, where people are they're not acknowledging the work that they've done, and it's no problem. It's like, hey, better living through science.
Yeah.
But we do have eyes.
Right.
Exactly. We do understand what's happening. You don't have to lie about it. Just be like, I got the best surgeon in the world. Look at me. Woo!
Yeah, right, right.
No shame in the game, guys.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks so much.
You're
and
welcome.
We come back. It is Sex Monday, and it's the uncuffing season, so things must be advised. Everybody, it's the uncuffing season. It's officially here.
And we cuffed up when?
Well, you cuff up like the onset of cold weather, the onset of a pandemic. People cuffed up. They did pandemic cuffing. Now people are uncuffing. The uncuffing season, Rocco, is upon us.
And to uncuff.
Well, it's the hibernating couples that don't like each other can cut ties now. Just in time for an unattached, hot music, wax and vax summer.
Right.
You know? So, okay, so Tinder is keeping this in mind.
Okay.
Tinder's done a couple of things. Tinder and OkCupid and maybe Bumble. Anyway, they've all, if you want, they've launched, you know, have the vaccine, I'm vaccinated sticker for your app so people know.
Yeah.
If you want to say that. Yep. So that's just happening. So that's good. But Tinder has added a block your ex feature to reduce awkward swiping encounters.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it a good idea.
If someone you went out with and you no longer go out with, and you don't want to see them to see that you're back out there.
That's right.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah. So Tinder is rolling out a new feature. You can block contacts. So everyone from your ex to family members never need to know about your dating exploits.
That's a great idea.
It's called the block contacts feature. It will allow you to steer clear of anyone whose number you have saved. Even if they don't have Tinder, you can add their number to the list so that if they do join, they won't see you.
That is a great idea.
And yes, so as we're seasonally uncoupling and uncuffing, we thank Tinder, specifically Bernadette Morgan, who's the group product manager of trust and safety at Tinder.
Well, I bet this
costs
you.
This was her group's idea. Yes. To do this, and they said, well, we may not be able to save you from awkward run-ins, but we are giving you more control over your experience.
I think
on Tinder.
That is the smartest thing ever, because that's one of the things when you break up with someone and you're going back out there again, you don't want to match with them again.
Right.
And
you don't want them to know what you're doing
exactly.
And all of that.
I love that.
And they initially tested this in India, Korea, and Japan. And anyway, it could be a haven for cheaters, but anyway, it'll also, you know, be just nice to get to your extracurricular activities in peace.
Yes.
And not be bothered by the person who is currently comfortable.
But even if you think of the age spectrum on Tinder, your kids could be on it.
Yeah.
You know, your parents could be on it.
You just will be able
to
put in any phone number to block.
I love that.
Okay, so that is some good news for the... Now I've got good news for old timey porn fans.
Oh,
who would know?
Raise your hand if you're in the world.
Well, Rocco's got his hand halfway raised. Give me more. So here's what's happening.
Old timey porn fans. You know who you are.
You know who you are. So, you know, if your idea of a good old porn film involves a randy dandy getting it on with, you know, the matrons of the local haberdashery, loosen your neckties and unfasten your corsets. They've got this Pornhub is restoring and colorizing a series of vintage erotic films, some of them going back more than 100 years.
Wow.
To the early 1900s. And the collection of movies like, for example, in The Undressing, which was made in 1896.
Oh, Lord.
A Victorian woman dares to show her naked feet.
Oh, dear. Scandalous.
In The Hairdresser from 1905, a woman styles her tresses topless, looking like a classical painting come to life.
Mm.
But later, the films are less restrained. By the 1920s, we see voyeurism, bondage, banking
in the 20s
and cosplay.
Mm. All right.
Arabian Nights and Princesses is very favorite. There are sex toys, same sex, interludes, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes.
And what is a moorsome? It sounds like an orgy.
Basically. Yeah. I like moorsomes. So it's
what are you doing tonight? I'm having a moorsome.
A moorsome.
I just like that word.
Yeah. People don't consider that there were erotic films going back then, but it's, you know, there is. I did look a little, and it's jumpy footage, you know, like just like you expect from the olden days.
Well, here's the deal. Because unless...
And most of them are from France, and they get right to business.
All right.
Which is what I totally appreciate. I don't need that much story. Let's get to the...
Well...
The humping and pumping is what I
say. But if
you think
of, like, Showtime used to have their... They used to have, like, Sunday Encounters. Showtime used to have a whole adult platform. I don't know that, like... Remember all those on Showtime? I don't know that that's there anymore. I think if you're just watching your TV, you know, I suppose... You can prescribe to Pornhub, I guess, through an...
Subscribe
yeah, through...
But I like prescribe. I've got a prescription for this. Can I write this off on my
taxes? It used to be easier to access free content in that world and genre than it is now.
That's
I feel
true.
Like it's much more underground. So.
Well, I mean, like, I referenced the haberdashery. This film is The Horny Haberdashery. The setting,
I just like the name of it.
1921, a man walks through the door, and before he drops his neatly pressed trousers to join two female workers and maneuvers, I would say HR would be very concerned about. And then in Surprise by the Guard from 1930,
shocking.
A French farm girl is doing the laundry outside when a soldier suddenly saunters up through the trees. It's immediately clear he's interested in, you know, more than a cup of milk.
Yes.
And a sausage. So is the next soldier who shows up as well.
Really?
So anyway, yeah, adult movies go back to the beginning
of
motion pictures.
So where can you find, so these are all going to be on Pornhub?
Pornhub. And, you know, they used to be called stag movies, if you remember back in the day. Stags.
Well, I remember Stag.
Yeah, that's what they were called. The earliest.
Is that why Stag Parties got the name?
Yes.
Really?
Stag Films.
Okay.
Rocco, did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The earliest surviving porn movie is believed to be 1896, a French film called Le Coucher de la Marie.
Oh, excellent.
It stars Louise Willy doing a tame striptease for a new husband as he slyly peeks and giggles from behind a dressing room divider. There's also an early film called Bedtime for the Bride. And, yeah, the New York's Museum of Sex, which you and I have been to.
Yes, we have.
They're very, you know, they're applauding that Pornhub is preserving and modernizing these films.
So all right, cool.
Letting you know that. Mm-hmm. Now.
No word yet if they're going to be in the classic movie selection at the Smithsonian.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a, I couldn't help but have this story catch my eye. One, it's a radio reporter. Two, it's Copenhagen. Three, the scoop is a swingers club. Four, she's sent to investigate.
Okay.
Well, guess what? She had sex during an interview for segment on Swingers on microphone.
Stop.
Not
even
kidding.
Did she know
kidding.
She was mic'd up?
Yes, she did.
Oh, dear.
It was on Radio 4 in Denmark. It was... It was on the record intercourse is what it was.
Julia. Wow.
She said, she told the German publication Bild, I don't have a boyfriend, so that made it easier. My mom isn't too happy. My dad thought it was kind of cool. And it was this X-rated segment focused on the reopening of a swingers club called Swingland after the lifting of COVID restrictions.
Sure.
And she discussed the reactions by the radio listener, Radio 4, to her unorthodox interview style, Rocco. And guess what?
Were people shocked? Some liked it and some didn't.
People think she crossed a line in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Some people thought
what
it was
day bird
brave
is
and
she
cool.
On? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Was she on overnights?
And a Thursday tweet from Radio 4 linked the segment, warning, it's going to get hot and wet for both our reporter and the guests.
Wow.
Wow. At
wow.
one point
Bold
during
statement.
The segment, full of sounds of bodies slapping, the journalist asks the man she's having sex with if he can tell her what he's seen, and he responds, a delicious woman.
Wow.
Wow.
They were...
The Copenhagen Post reported this, just so you know where I'm getting my story.
Okay, this is just wild.
And it hadn't been the plan ahead of the report to participate in the club. Radio 4's head of news told German's Bild magazine that the station approved of the move. I just feel like I think it's cool when the reporters try to make the stories, you know, personal. In a different way, impersonal. That's exactly right, Julia. So,
taking a different angle, as it were.
As it were. How about that? Wow. That's not a story you see every day.
No, not at all. But it sounds like they asked her to do the report.
Yeah. Anything goes on Danish 4, obviously.
You know that.
Yeah. Okay. Did you do this study last week? Maybe when you about the half of people in relationships say their current partner is the worst in bed they've never had.
No, I didn't. I'm saving this for you.
Half of Americans heading for uncuffing. That's right. One in two Americans say their current partner in bed is the worst they've ever had. That's why the uncuffing is going to happen and the Tinder block feature is going to happen. Yeah, this was. People are just crap. People say they're pretty good actors, so their person doesn't know that they're really truly awful in bed.
But what was the percentage?
One in two Americans in a relationship. That's right. Admit
they're having crappy sex.
That's right.
Wow, that's high.
I know. And the number one injury can. This is an all over sexer. The number one injury continues to be the shower. You guys. With 57% of sex injuries happening in the shower.
It's slippery. You got to have a handle.
You got to have a stool.
Sex swing.
A sex swing.
And the wheelbarrow position. People also get injured in the wheelbarrow.
The faucet does not feel good on the forehead.
No.
Are there any vintage videos of that we'll be seeing on Pornhub?
No. And one in three people have said they've fallen asleep in their partner during the act. Of sex.
Hasn't that happened to everyone at least one point?
To me.
Yeah.
I didn't fall asleep, someone fell asleep.
Yeah. On you.
On me.
Mm-hmm.
Face first. In the garden, as it were. Snoring. I thought it felt good at first. I was like, that's a new technique. Until I realized that is not a technique. That is a snore.
This was underneath the piano, I swear, and a bear rug, too.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, there are more details of that story, Rocco, and it is a true story.
It is a true story.
And I've heard it before.
Oh. And it is always funny.
It
is always funny, Rocco.
I'm glad to be hearing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, because it really
does feel like
at first, like a new technique.
Right.
Wow.
What's
this fluffling? All right, that's it. We'll be back.
All right, so.
What do we know?
Well, Dr. Ruth.
Didn't she just have a birthday? An amazing
90.
Milestone?
She's 90, and she says, yes, 90-year-olds should still have sex. So she turned actually 93 last Friday, the 4th.
Happy birthday,
and
Dr.
same
Ruth.
Birthday as Lilibet.
Diana.
Right, so they have done. Turned her life story into a one-woman play, becoming Dr. Ruth. Woof. Starring Tova Feilcha.
Feilcha.
And it's great. Running at Sag Harbor's Bay Theater from June 4th through the 27th. And she said, to see myself portrayed by Tova in a play is a wonderful gift. And
She's an amazing woman. I love Dr.
I know
it.
And her story is so
compelling.
Yeah. And how did she hang out during the pandemic, she says, I belong to the endangered species, so I'm very careful.
Yeah.
She was busy. She taught a class at Columbia on Zoom. She's working on updating her book, 1993 book, The Art of Arousal.
Sexual arousal.
And she said she started to meditate for 5 minutes a day. I never thought I would sit still for meditation, but it's been a newfound salvation in her busy life. She also talks about blah, blah, blah. But if you remember, you know, she lost her parents in the Holocaust when they were taken from Germany. And she was transported to Switzerland when she was 10. And it reminds me of this book of lost names that is coming out in trade paperback tomorrow. But we're having the author on tomorrow, which, oh, people, that's a good book.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a good book.
And she said she went on to be a sniper in that. Is it Haganah in Israel? H-A-G-A-N-A-H. And on her 20th birthday in Jerusalem, she was badly wounded on both legs by a cannonball. Mm-hmm. She could have lost her legs, but the surgeon was great. She stays positive. Her husband who passed away loved driving her down to NBC every Sunday night for 10 years when she did her sexually speaking program.
That's right. What a great show.
She didn't know she'd become so famous, but I wanted to do something to help strengthen family life. And she says people come up to me all the time and ask for sex advice.
Yeah.
And she just says, the question was, should a 90-year-old still have sex? And she says, if they have a good partner, they should have sex. If they don't have a partner, they should satisfy themselves, period. There is no age limit.
Sure. Good for you, Dr. Ruth. Oh, and she's really something.
She really is.
She's a treasure.
She is, and I just love the positivity of all. Do you know that Evermore, Taylor Swift's album, has climbed back to number one on the Billboard chart?
Well, we knew it was like it set a record for vinyl.
Yeah, but so it's back to number one. Taylor Swift is knocking it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we know?
What did you guys watch? Anything great this weekend, Rocco?
You know, I did not. I'm not caught up on Hacks.
Yeah, neither.
I watched Stuck on You. Do you remember that Greg Kinnear, Matt Damon, Cher, and Meryl Streep movie?
No.
It's hysterical.
Was it?
It's hysterical. Yeah. Do you know that one, Rocco? Have
Stuck on You?
That?
No.
Yeah. What did you watch? Anything, though?
I did watch a little bit. You mentioned that Monterey Pop. Mm-hmm. Because that was on HBO Max. I watched that a couple times because I was like, I never thought I liked Jefferson Airplane. They're pretty good. And then the Janice stuff is pretty really great because she's young and
getting discovered.
And I haven't even gotten to the Jimi Hendrix and who's the guy that sings Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Otis Redding?
Yeah, they're yet to come in the concert film. So it was like the Coachella of its day or something.
Yes,
it had
just,
people from all over the genres, playing together. It was cool. So
I didn't really watch anything. No, we watched The Dry, the Eric Bana, based on the Gene Harper book.
Was that any good, Laurie? You had to pay for it.
It was like $5.99 on Amazon. Yeah, it was good. It was kind of a slow burn, and I remembered halfway through who did it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Which we usually don't.
Yeah, I don't. So, yeah, I thought it was good, and then I watched with Casey one episode of the number one trending show on Netflix, Sweet Tooth.
Oh, I've heard.
And that's it. You were one and done.
It was good.
Oh, it was. Justin told us about it.
I love a post-apocalyptic story involving a little kid. It was wild.
All right.
It was kind of a wild story, and there's a virus going on, and these children are being born that are like little hybrids, and he's like a little deer boy. He's got antlers.
Oh, okay. That's what that show is. I saw pictures of that.
Did you see pictures of it? Yeah. Okay. And I guess it's a graphic comic.
Okay.
I mean, based on the one episode, Casey and I were like, this show is... We like it. I want to see what happens to Sweet Tooth.
All right. Yeah. Is Sweet Tooth the name of the kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it becomes a nickname, I guess.
All right.
And Will Arnett.
Is in it?
I think he's in. I think it's Will Arnett. I can't remember if it's Will Arnett or Will Forte. Why do I get those two mixed up sometimes?
No, I want to say Phil. He brought up Forte, I think, when he had...
Was it Will Forte? Yeah, it's Will Forte, not Will Arnett. But he's in it. I mean, yeah, so that otherwise, my TV and everything was looking at a baby, feeling the feels, just admiring the strong shoulder hair of his heavily muscled Popeye arms.
Oh, Rocco,
of a 1 month old.
Rocco, are you going to go to the Prince Skate thing tonight?
I was thinking about it.
Why don't you tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so at Skateville in Burnsville, I think it's at 7 o'clock tonight. This woman that I know, Heidi Vader, she runs this thing called Purple Playground in the Academy of Prince, and she's a super fan. And so she's thrown, this is maybe the third annual sort of Prince birthday roller skating party. So
fun!
It starts at 7. I think it's $19.99.
And it's indoors, so it'll be cool.
Cool, and just skating to all Prince music.
That's tonight.
Love it.
Happy birthday, Prince.
Yes. All right, and have a great Monday night, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.